It's the process to start a resolution going through the different school boards so that it can be sent to the actual Illinois State School Board Association. It's the resolution to allow teachers to be armed and carry their firearms concealed inside the school buildings.
And when people hear you speak, they'll say, Chris Lewis wants to arm teachers, but what you're saying to the board is you want to give each individual district the choice to determine if they want to do that or not want to do that.
Correct. It puts the power back in the local school boards instead of relying on the state level.
And the motivation behind why you're presenting this to the individual school districts, you talked a little bit about some, like Mercer County, they have the luxury of, they do have a liaison officer relationship with the Aledo Police Department here in town, but a lot of rural school districts don't have that luxury. So that's a little bit about your motivation.
Correct. Some of the school districts are 7 to 15 minutes from law enforcement and even farther sometimes from EMS. So that's one of the two of the programs we're pushing.
And can you elaborate on, a little bit on kind of the reception you're receiving? I know what the item wasn't on the Mercer County agenda, so they couldn't act on it tonight, but have you had some success taking this around, or just kind of give us the history of it?
United's passed the resolution last year and this year, or signed the papers to pass the resolution and sent it into the state. Monmouth decided not to, but they're looking more into their first aid programs.
Okay.